Miriam pursed her lips at the friar.
Please do not ever do that again. There will be no violence in this abbey. Come immediately to me if you have a grievance against any beast.
She turned away from the chastened friar and placed a paw under the fairest's chin, lifting his head.
Look me in the eye, Veal. Now tell me, and I want the truth. You have nothing to fear. Did you take the pot?
Veal blinked back tears as he tried to return Miriam's gaze.
I never took it, Mother Abbess.
Miriam's paws disappeared automatically into her wide sleeves.
Then the matter is finished and done with. No beast saw Veal take the pot. He should not have been accused without proof. I believe him when he tells me he did not take it. As for your honey pot, friar, I know it is valuable to you, so we will instigate a search right away. Toggart, you will recruit any red waller who is not busy at the moment. Bring them here and let the search begin.
Bryony felt so angry at Bunfold and Myrtle that she could not bring herself to help with the search. Putting a paw around Vale's shoulders, she led him out into the orchard. The fruit trees and berry bushes were still. Not a single leaf moved in the shimmering warmth of midday. Bees humming and the muted sounds of birdsong from beyond the walls in Mossflower added to the tranquillity of the verdant glade. Bryony sat beneath a gnarled apple tree. The abbess's reprimand to stay out of the dispute weighed like a stone on her heart. She patted the grass beside her, saying,
"Come and sit by me, Vale."
The young ferret remained standing, pulling the leaves one by one from a red currant's foliage.
"We've missed lunch, you know,"
he sniffed. Bryony folded her paws and hunched forward, head down.
"I don't know how you could even think of food at a time like this. I'd be sick if I tried to eat anything. Take an apple if you're so hungry."
Vale plucked a rosy apple that was ready to drop from a low bough. He bit into it, spat out the piece and flung the apple away rebelliously.
"Don't want one. They're all against me in this abbey."
He dashed off out of the orchard. Bryony half rose, calling after him anxiously.
"Vale, come back. I'm on your side, you know that."
But he was away, dashing off to the bushes near the south wall stairs, a place he often went to in times of trouble. Bryony sat alone, her mind in a turmoil. Since Vale had been a Dibbon, things had gone missing, and each time she had defended him, never able to believe he was the thief. Often he was caught red-pawed. Then she would apologise for him. Lectures would follow, then tears and solemn promises from Vale that he had changed his ways. Bryony knew he had not, but she had cared for him, nursed him, and comforted him. The Mouse Maid loved Vale as if she were his real mother. Standing upright, Bryony wiped her eyes and clenched her paws resolutely. Today would begin a new era. She would assure Vale of her faith in him, show him that others could like and trust him if he was honest with them. He would discover happiness through goodness, and together they would learn to shake off the clouds of mistrust until Vale earned the respect of all Redwallers.